Right, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour. It's your boy Enigma September, and I'm here with the one and only Dr. Lisa Munson. How are you today, ma'am?
Fantastic. So excited to be here.
No doubt, no doubt. Glad to have you here. We got a lot to talk about, but you do a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, in the city, for hip hop in Tallahassee. And just this little lady who goes around and just changes everyone's entire world. So.
Wow. You know, I try to help facilitate a few things to give us all something to get together and enjoy.
So we're going to learn a lot more about that. You guys, the YouTube land was good. I think someone already checked off. You know what I'm saying? So let's get into it. This is episode 47 of the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. So shout out to my man Joe, my man Pat. Appreciate y'all and everything y'all do. YouTube viewers, remember, if you're watching, down there below, see my finger going down, bing, hit that like, drop a comment, share, and also hit that subscribe button. Also, boom, hit that bell, okay? So whenever I go live or put up content, you'll get it automatically. Hopefully, it should work automatically. Internet. To my podcast listeners, you can check out the live stream of the Enigma Sep Hour on YouTube at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. All right, so we're going to be parts of the show on the podcast. That you hear the music, me, Dr. Lisa will probably be having a little side combo. You want a piece of that combo? Play why? Check me out on YouTube and you'll see what's good. Also, too, while you're on YouTube, holler at my man Big Low. You know what I'm saying? He got his coffee vlog. You can check that out at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. You know what I'm saying? It's my bro. He giving y'all real good content. Mellow D was in the building. All right, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah, I see Mellow D. Shout out to Mellow D. Of course, he was on the episode a few months back when we were talking about mental health. And Mental Health Awareness Month. But my man said he got music on the way. I see you hustling out there with Outlaw Beats. So, man, I appreciate you following through, bro. See, look, it's an interactive podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just ain't, I put a podcast and y'all can be part of the podcast. You can interact, leave comments, holler at your boy. Speaking of the podcast, yo, you can also check out the past 46 episodes of the Enigma Sep Hour at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Also, if you go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts, just search the Enigma Sep Hour or Freedom Train Presents the Enigma Sep Hour. Boom, bam, bam. I'll be there. Also, make sure you hit the subscribe button on those apps so whenever it pops up on Monday, you'll get them. Shout out to Pat for putting in that work. You know what I mean? And last but not least, still looking for drops. You know what I mean? Only got 3 so far. Come on, people. What's good? Interactive. Anyway, still looking for drops of the podcast. If you like, just send me an MP3 to enigmasep@gmail.com. That's enigmasept@gmail.com. State your name, your company, or your interest, and add the tag. You are listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time. You can add the baby or son or, I don't know, idiot. I like idiot. You got time, idiot. That sounds nice to someone. So, yo, whatever you want to do it, just collect it. Send it to me through the email. I'll put it on the podcast, and we go from there. So, we got all of that business out the way. It's crazy. It's your boy. I'm sorry. June. I can't say that without Alicia. That would be really rude. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that smoke without Alicia. Anyway, it is June 28th, and I'm hearing fireworks. Y'all got to chill, bro. Wait, I mean, first of all, I'm trying to record a podcast without Lisa. Like, we don't need time for that. We ain't got time for that. You got time, but we ain't got time. But also, too, look, man, we got PTSD. That sounded bad. PTSD. PTSD. Post-traumatic stress syndrome. No, it's not stress syndrome. Disorder syndrome. Okay, right. That's why she's my girlfriend. She's going to get me right. But people got that, man, doing the fireworks. It's cool. I get it. July 4th. Cool. A whole week before then? Chill. Relax. I got a podcast to record. Anyway, speaking of fireworks, man, my man Severely Young Drac, he just dropped a project, OG Freshman. Yo, you one of the illest cats coming out of Tallahassee. Of course, the common person would know him as the guy who said, "Who's that dressing all that black?" on the Nappy Head robbery track, you know what I'm saying? But he been killing it way before then, and he killing it now. So you holler at me, you got a project that's out, and I'm going to play one of his joints. So this is Severe, the Young Drac, straight out of Southside, baby, with Way Out of No Way. And this is the Edict Myself Hour. You got time. I proved that to be exact.
Something like an underdog, you know what I'm saying? Cooking up early in the projects, putting in work with the Pyrex. Booting up like I'm wearing high tech, feeling like a nigga on Star Trek. Rolling on my wrist, no Timex. Gonna make a movie, no IMAX. Talking to the plug on iTap. Bought a new drug and I tech. Been around the city on some new jack shit. Do a light frame with the blue magic. All the way turn like a true savage. Steady pulling up with the roof fast. Loud bass smelling like a fruit basket. Yeah. Shitting on hoes like a two ratchet. No speed game with a true fashion. Yeah. Me and LK got the cool match. Looking like a car show on the scene. All my nigga Ryan Forges. Living in a condo like a king. All my bitches having us. Deep in the trap box with a queen. Shawty thinking looking good. Give me some white hoes on my team. R.I.P. my nigga George. Wake up in the morning, say I'ma make a way out of no way. I can get paid with a four-way. Know I'm plugged in with the boy. Know I gotta keep me a throwaway. Keep a little sitting like it's over. Who that bad bitch that just obey? Play with my money, fuck your whole life. If you wanna be, you can have it your way. I'ma make a way out of no way. Have a choice. Shot the pin, now it's time to get it. Can't waste time, cause I got a mission. Told myself I'ma get down a bit. Soon as a nigga jump out of prison, I'ma get straight to the money, nigga. I ain't finna wait for another nigga. Long as I'm paying, shorty, fuck a nigga. Tryna throw shade like a sucker, nigga. I'ma get mine like track on me. I'ma put it down like a Mac on me. Getting all black in the trap on me. Weighing all black. I'ma show niggas how to rap on me. In the studio, I'ma snap on me. Had a whole city in a trap on me. Put the A50 on the map on me. I'ma go so hard in the paint till I have paparazzi. Stunt on every tongue, they can hang. Switching out my Lorazzi. I'ma pull your bra at the bank. When I show her my deposit. Fucking on the strip club, buying drinks. I ain't trippin' by no money, cause I'ma make a way out of no way. Get it. I can get paid with a four-way. Money. Know I'm plugged in with the moye. Know I gotta keep me a throwaway. Keep a little season like it's over. So. Who that bad bitch that just obey? Bad bitch. Play with my money, fuck your whole life. If you wanna be, you can have it your way. I'ma make a way out of no way. Get it. I can get paid with a four-way. Money. Know I'm plugged in with the moye.
All right, and this is the Edict Myself Hour. It's my man Severely Young Drac with Way Out of No Way. So As you guys know, in YouTube land, if you want to check out the track, check out the podcast. Again, it'll be at freedomtrainradio.com. Should be posted on Monday. And just follow me on social apps. I'm on Twitter, EnigmaSelp9, Facebook.com/EnigmaSelp, Instagram with EnigmaSelp. Boom, just follow me, and you'll get updates. So we're going to get into the week news and music and all the other crap because I don't have dramatic music. No.
Doom, 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 doom. Content lately, I noticed. Really, really good content. Like, I'm going to Facebook, and I'm seeing this stuff, and it's, like, awesome.
I'm trying.
I'll be reposting your stuff for class.
They do that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, let the kids know, you know what I'm saying? I'm a source of entertainment and news, like ESPN or something, but it's cuter. that was weird. Anyway, new music. Not really hip-hop news. We got new music from Chris Brown with his too long-ass album. I forgot the name of it because it's a long-ass album. You know, T-Pain had a big-ass chain. Chris Brown needed to just name the album Too Long-Ass Album. Just too long. You got 32 songs. They sound great, though. That's what's amazing. Right. It's shorter than that album, but it sounds great. I forgot the name of it.
I keep seeing people talk about it,
yeah,
but not about the music.
I don't know why. The music is dope. I mean,
it seems like just him sort of like still being a popular artist.
Right.
After other artists have, you know, received different treatment after, like, say, what happened with him and Rihanna.
Right, right.
So that's what seems to be popping up on my timeline. I'm not getting very much of the, like, music review side of it. Because
it's like, I don't know. It's almost cookie cutter, but not in a horrible sense. It's not like, okay, I'm tired. It's like each song got a little bit of personality, but they all sound similar. Yeah, which that's what an album should be. But it's nothing. It's only a few songs to crow about. Like he did the first single, Undecided, which has the I Love Your Smile sample. I had to sing it. Don't judge me. I had to sing the melody.
Can you do that again?
No, at least it makes you slick. Anyway, but I used to love that song in fifth grade. I just showed my age. But yeah, he got that song. He got the Drake song, and that's about it. But I mean, it's dope. It's just too. I couldn't do it. Plus, it was hard to do it because another dope album dropped today. Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, which they had a classic joint. I think Piata, they did a couple years ago. So everyone was really excited about the new joint because your boy E, who should have typed out the name of the freaking album, even though I love it so much. Wait, I know the name. I don't know the name. We're going to look it up. Y'all wait for your boy because I know it's here. It is here because he got a song called Flat Tummy Tea. How about that? I know that. Okay. Chris Brown album name is Indigo. I'm not getting paid for these ads. Bandana. Golly. So, yeah. Bandana is dope. My favorite track on Bandana is Palm Olive with Killer Mike and Pusha T. So, if you meet anybody in the next couple of days and they really getting their gangster on, they're like acting like super hard, blame Freddie Gibbs. Because I was driving to work today like, I wish your motherfucker would. Here. I was ready. I wanted all the smoke. Freddie's going to have you ready for all the smoke. I'm just letting you know. You're going to be feeling super big. Like, you're going to feel like a goon. Freddie Gibbs make goon music with boom baps.
Beats. I feel like that was an amazing review. Like, that doesn't make people want to get sad. I don't know what possibly can.
I'm just saying it's gonna like beast mode, you know what I'm saying? But no,
wants to be going to beast mode. So.
Right, and that like it does that. It gives you that feeling like you can anybody step to you, it's gonna be a problem. Plus, I mean, you got lines like, I was fucking my preacher's daughter with Jesus piece on. That's some gangster. That's some gangster shit. Some real gangster shit. Shout out to Freddie Gibbs. Shout out to Gary, Indiana, who gave us Michael Jackson. So, well, speaking of Michael Jackson, it's been 10 years since his unfortunate passing. So, shout out to Mike. I guess we miss you. I don't know. It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Dang. Too soon, because he's the same age as my daddy. And I'd be, I couldn't deal with that. Anyway, before I get emotional, also a new project, my man Eric Days dropped the day after. Not the day, he didn't drop it the day after. The name of the album is the. Yeah, so. Wow. Yeah, so he dropped it. I thought, like, how you
like
did?
One of those who's on first, second baseball jokes.
Right. Yeah.
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 I can't follow it.
Okay, Derek, you got it. It's on you. Anyway, and then his name is Eric Days, the day after. Alright, bro, we get it. You smart. Chill. Relax.
I know. It's poetic. It's great.
I
haven't been given a name that you can use for anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's nothing. You can't use it.
Yeah. That's it. The day after. Yeah. There's nothing you can do after the day after. Yeah. Anyway, it's a dope album, though. EP, rather. So, y'all make sure I check it out. It's available on all streaming apps. What else happened? Eminem dad passed. Speaking of people dying, I don't think Eminem cares. Maybe. No, I said that bad. Actually, no, you know what? I think he do care. How about that? So as much as you can sit here, talk about how you hate your parents and whatever, at the end of the day, that's a piece of you. You know what I mean? So.
And you know, they say it's a thin line between love and hate.
Right. So all that venom. I mean, of course, people believe that he had more venom for his mom than his dad, but he's always had choice words about his dad as well. So, and yes, I'm a stan. Chill. Okay? I know y'all judging me, but no, I'm pretty sure he may act like he don't care, but he care. So, I would care. But a little bit more about Eminem news that you guys probably don't care, but I don't care because I told you. I'm a freaking stan. And Libras are the best. Not Geminis. Libras. but no, Logic got the video for the song Homicide that got with Eminem. Of course, it was goofy. They had this thing where they had like people replacing themselves. It started off, Eminem couldn't make the video shoot. So it was like, okay, we'll just get body doubles. So they got this one dude, I guess, who played, I forgot the name of the movie. But anyway, he looked like Logic if Logic was a kid. When he was a kid, he looked like Logic as a kid. So they had him play Logic. And Logic was like, oh, wow, this is crazy. And then it was like, who's going to play Eminem? So they got the guy, the comedian, that did the mannequin. They got him to play Eminem.
Yeah.
And he did all that crap. But then Eminem came and redid the skit that the Chris dude did. And he had, like, the beard, and he was like, mannequin. If you hate Eminem, you don't give a fuck. But guess what? Eminem probably doesn't give a fuck. So, fuck it. so much for that. Speaking of not giving a fuck and people dying. Yeah, I did that. The baby was sentenced to a year of unsupervised probation for a fatal 2018 shooting, according to HipHopDX.com. It was a situation, I guess, when a dude tried to run up on him. When he had a kid, he put the heat on him, got him out of here. North Carolina was like, cool, you're free to go, sort of, kind of. So don't run up on the baby in North Carolina with his kids. You are going to die. And he's going to get away with it. So, Teflon done. I guess he's Suge for real. Suge got away with a lot of crap before they finally got him out of here. Oh, snap. Who's in here? Well, I'm in here cussing. Oh, okay, that's you. Okay. Cool. Woo! I seen Williams. I thought it was stepmom. I'm here, man. See what happened with Family Invasion podcast? You gotta watch the language, man. Come on, man. Try to be an adult. It's 10:30 at night. For those on YouTube, man. What else? What other news? Ty Dolla $ign. He beat his drug charge. Anybody knew he got pulled over a few months ago in Atlanta. They tried to knock him for some charges. He was facing 15 years in prison, but he's been exonerated. Everything cleared. That's no longer a situation. And for all you little rap nerds, you little JIT rap nerds, if you fell in love with hip hop in 2015, Chance the Rapper, Acid Rap, and 10 Day are now available for streaming his mixtapes. That kind of blew him up into popularity. So, yeah, everyone born after 1997, that's for you guys. That's your hip hop. Ageism is tight. Yeah. I'm doing this whole podcast to make my girlfriend laugh. You see what happens when you fall in love? It's just horrible.
And it's sweet to watch, too.
It's horrible. I'm losing my edge. It was super easy, barely an inconvenience. But, of course, last week I told you guys about the BET Awards. Watch this. Dr. Lisa, did you watch the BET Awards?
I watched the beginning.
Yo, okay. Dr. Lisa keep her card. She got a black card. Y'all didn't know that. She get to keep it. But even though I don't know if I haven't watched the BET Awards, I don't think that qualifies you as black. Nah, you straight. Because apparently a lot of black people didn't watch it anyway. So it doesn't matter. But right, like, she's making this a science for y'all.
I just like to try to stay informed, you know?
Yeah. But apparently that first half, I drugged Felicia to watch the whole thing. I apologize, baby. But apparently only a few choice people decided to watch it. It was the lowest rated BET Awards ever. That was great. Now, if you didn't watch it, you missed a lot of great performances. Speaking of the baby, he came out there looking like freaking a Chucky doll. Yeah, the baby's out. He had like Boss Baby whole crew out there. He had like fake muscles because he was trying to be pretend he was sure earlier. That was crazy. Let's see, your girl, Fantasia song. I won't get to the main thing. Your girl, Skinny Dick. I did the joke anyway. Boom. Why I want to say Nicki Minaj? Because I'm going to talk about Nicki Minaj. Like, Cardi B, she did her thing. Yo, speaking of Cardi B, Offset around here doing their Omarion. I don't know what that was all about. It was hosted by your girl, Regina Hall. She did the whole DC thing. I used to hate Go-Go. Like, and I'm going to explain why I used to hate Go-Go. Homecoming, Family Homecoming, year 2000. Shout out to my man Eric Ford. He's the reason why I hated Go-Go. So, if you remember back in the day, Homecoming used to take over Tallahassee, in particular Tennessee Street. Uh-huh. Tennessee Street used to be locked down, couldn't go nowhere. So me and Eric got stuck in traffic. My man's, being from D.C., is he decided to bring that flavor, so he decided to play Go-Go music. The same two songs over and over and over for 2 hours. Bruh.
You can get enough of something sometime.
I was done. I was done. I ain't want to hear no damn Go-Go. I don't care doing the butt, none of that. Nothing. I was done. I just wanted to blow up all of D.C. after that. Like Trump. Anyway, the Trump is a grenade. You guys didn't know that, huh? Regardless, shout out to them, be all that. But fast forward, turns out, even though it seemed like a lot of people were going, oh, I forgot, the main event, Mary J. tribute. Be real, Mary J. can't sing. You know that. She can sing. She can't sing. She can barely hold a note. But we love her because it's real. Like, be honest.
I love her.
Yeah, you love her, but
yeah.
She can't sing.
She's on my affirmations playlist. She's like my, like, she's
because you can feel her. Yeah. You can feel Mary J. You can feel her, but she can't sing.
It's not always about that. Sometimes it's about uniqueness and that quality, you know?
Anyway. What? Oh, you talking about Lizzo? Yeah, Lizzo's straight. They're going to make me feel bad because I didn't bring up. They're going to be looking at me like, oh, you want to bring up Lizzo? You hating on the fat chick? Look here, anybody that know me knows my girlfriend is in them, so I'm going to be quiet. Anyway.
We keep getting up on you. There's two of us.
That was kind of the plan. I was kind of like, yo, let me make sure there's a lot of estrogen, so I'm looking crazy. But, no, the Mary J. joint was tight. Yes, I thought Lizzo. Lizzo did kill it. You know what I mean? She could sing. That girl was out there dancing, twerking, rapping, and singing. And she kept her breath. Fuck you, Usher. Like, she did that. So, shout out to Lizzo. But, Nicki Minaj, of course, when the ratings came out, that the ratings was like 2.0 or whatever, she came out and was like, aha, screw you bitches. I told you, you shouldn't have dissed me. Y'all gonna have my arch rival on there. And y'all ain't come, and that's why your rating sucks. Nicki, yo, shout, if you watching, I know you're not. That's why this is extra funny. Shut the fuck up. It wasn't you, all right? Now, I was going to say you just hate me, but because I had the wonderful Dr. Lisa here,
uh-oh.
Dr. Lisa was like, yo, yo, Dr. Lisa's involved in my Nicki beat. This is going to be fun. so that Lisa was like, what did you say? He was like,
aren't the ratings dropping on like all the shows?
Awards.
Yeah, nobody
right.
watches the award shows anymore.
So, me being the journalist I am, I did a bit of research in like 2 minutes before the show because he asked me 2 minutes before the show, what was the ratings on all the other award shows? 2 minutes before the show, but thank God for the internet. so, I did some research now. Now, Lisa was correct. All of the ratings for all the award shows have been falling. In particular, we checked the Grammys was higher, but we made the conclusion that, of course, the Grammys are going to be higher. It's the Grammys. Everyone watches the Grammys. In particular, your 70-year-old grandmother, she watches the Grammys.
The baby
right. So, of course, there's going to be higher. So, we thought about something that's more comparable. Okay.
Yeah.
More comparable. The VMAs, which is owned by Viacom, just like BET. And guess what? In 2018, the VMAs ratings 2.34. So Nicki Minaj, aka Safari's puppet, it wasn't you, darling. It wasn't you and your little beef. It wasn't your little barbs. It was none of you guys. No one likes award shows. So suck it. You are wrong. Shut up. All right? It's Cardi B's time. Give it up. It's a wrap. Tiger has more hit songs than you right now. Yeah. I'm being ruthless right now. Let me.
This isn't scripted. We didn't practice this before.
No. So. Not at least it was not involved in my Nicki Minaj beef. So, Nicki, all the barks, if y'all got beef, come at me, Nick, myself. Y'all leave Dr. Lisa alone. So,
hey, you know what, though? Think about it just for a second, sociologically. We've got these two talented, great entertainers,
right.
Nicki and Cardi,
right?
Why can't we have them both? Why is the lane for women in the business so small that there can only be one?
Because women like drama?
I don't know. I feel like it has more to do with sort of it being a masculine expression. A lot of times the rap music is associated with, you know, sometimes hard,
right.
tough, strong, masculine. And the women who do perform it have to be able to perform those characteristics as well, really.
But I think also, too, it might be, and I'm getting my professor back. Not being silly right now. I think also, too, it could be because their aesthetics are similar. Because
yeah.
people wouldn't compare them to a Rhapsody or I said her name all wrong. Or even still, like, I think back when you had Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
No one really compared them to Queen Latifah. Granted, Foxy Brown did have beef with Queen Latifah at some point. But the main idea was Foxy versus Kim, and then now Cardi versus Nicki. Now, granted,
we see a lot of the male rappers working together, pairing together, you know.
But then again, it's still there. I mean, you still have people, they are pinning, like for years people have been pinning Drake against Kendrick.
Yeah.
Or maybe even J. Cole or Wale.
Right.
So it may be because, it may be more so, it's more visible because there's not as many women. So you have these little beef, you know. Of course, the most famous latest was Pusha T and Drake. But maybe because you're right, there's so many men that when there are men that paired against each other, it's like, you know, kind of a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
But when it's two women, because there are only so many, it's magnified because it's like, oh, snap. Especially with Nicki coming in for a couple of years where she was their premier female artist, as opposed to now, you know, you have Cardi, Remy came back, Cash Doll, and all the other dolls, and, you know, Swanee, whatever her name is. Y'all know.
But then we're still kind of back to the radio play, which is so limited.
Right,
know?
Exactly.
And I wonder, I don't know the numbers, but it would be a good thing to look up in the sales comparison between, like, the women who are rap artists and, like, how they compare in sales. Because it might be, in part, that the record companies only want to invest in promoting so many at a time.
Right.
So really, the lane is small.
And well, maybe even more interesting, that may be changing a bit. Because right now, there's a lot of female MCs that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Like, talk about Lizzo, like Rhapsody, Cardi, Nicki. Now, like, you got to be like Lil Dolls. Cash Doll, something doll, even the little Catch Me Outside girl, like, which is the epitome of the worst crap of the industry in hip hop.
That's got really cheap to make recording.
Yeah, exactly. But so it may be a change in that. I forgot. Tierra Whack, Rico Nasty, got those female artists as well. I think the industry is starting to invest more, but also, too, maybe more limited resources, so you will get them pitted against each other because that, even with that, the sample expanding recently, is still small compared to the number of males in hip-hop.
Definitely.
So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but we already ran over our time, so we're going to go into the next track. My homies, you know what I'm saying, DJ Black Tarzan and my man's DJ Davon Deshaun just dropped a video. Feel really bad now because we're talking about women. And now we're going to look at a video. I was going to the song with a video with a lot of ass shaking. A lot of ass shaking. But no, this is dope. You may see a cameo by you know who. I may be in there somewhere. In the back, getting in trouble because Felicia was like, "Oh, I thought it weren't women in the video with ass," and I was like, "It's only like two," and she was like, "Nah, it's more than two," and I was like, "We weren't together though." So therefore, I could have been around all the asses, and we was just, you know, getting to know each other. And I'm not going. I'm gonna sleep on the couch. I'm gonna be on this couch tonight because I did this. Anyway, yo, shout out my man Luke, shout out my man Davon Deshaun, Black Tarzan. When they come together, they'll lose a lap, and this is their track. Go to work like a Monday. If you're on YouTube, after you watch the show, go and check out the video. Pretty sure you enjoy it. That's what we're doing. So this is the Enigma Self Hour. You got charm, baby.
Make the booty go to work like a Monday. Get on your knees like a Sunday. Go to work.
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 Make the booty go to work like a Monday. Serve it up like an entree. Go to work.
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 Go to work like
take you all out of PTO. Like you just called out sick a week ago. Need the money cause the rent finna be due. And it's going up at the end of the lease too. Go to work like you about to get a bonus. Take it off like you got staff and you own it. Booty going up and down like the S&P. Booty cheeks talking to me saying marry me.
Ooh.
Booty go to work like a Monday. Get on your knees like a Sunday. Go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Make the booty go to work like a Monday. Serve it up like an entree. Go to work.
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 I hope you got PTO. Grab a bag, go on vacation with a fucking CEO. She said she go to work, but she ain't worked with me before. Let me see you go to work, I'ma take some notes. She always late, but I don't mind. She get the off days because she's fine. She ain't doing work, she online. She ran up the business card, it got declined. She made me call off, I dropped the bag off. Damn that ass off, I'm the damn boss. Tell me who's in charge, now I go to work. Go to work, ain't no breaks, just go to work.
Make the booty go to work like a Monday. Get on your knees like a Sunday. Go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work. Make the booty go to work like a Monday. Serve it up like an entree.
Go to work.
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 All right, and we're back. This is nothing. Anyway, this is the Nick Myself Hour. That was Loser Loud with Go to Work Like a Monday. Again, the video is out on YouTube, so if you want to watch it, just search Loser Lab or Go to Work Like a Monday and check them boys out. Get them boys some views. But without further ado, we have the wonderful Dr. Lisa Munson, professor of sociology of hip hop at Florida State University. I'm glad to finally have you on the podcast.
Yay, I'm so excited to be here.
So, off top, like, who is your favorite rapper? And don't feel bad if you say Nigma September, I won't judge you.
See, I have all kinds of categories, you know, because there's the local rappers,
right?
Then there's the Friday night, you know, versus Saturday night versus Monday morning.
Right.
You know, there's different feel for different times. Then there's the Sunday. Like,
right.
But, you know, Enigma September definitely been someone I've been following for years now. So much, though, that I've managed to drag him into
your world, your mad world of hip hop and showcases. I didn't expect you to answer that question because it is a difficult question. Except for me, my Notorious B.I.G. Notorious B.I.G. is my favorite rapper of all time, just to let you guys know. But most people know that anyway.
God, I just remembered. I made this list for class last week. And so they asked me, and then I was like, oh, I can't.
Right.
You know, and then I said, well, why don't you guys write it down and pass it in? And they were like, okay, wait, are we talking about like top five? I was like, yeah, do top five. And they're like, can it be top five all time versus like top five we're listening to now?
Right.
I was like, yeah, that's good. Do that list. And then I said, I'll do it and give it back to you next time. And my list was like 15 people I'm listening to right now,
right.
Like 10 best of all time. And I was like, and I just remembered I left Snoop off. So that wasn't even a true list.
Like, no, it's, but that's what it is. Like, really, anybody top five is at any given day, as far as, like you said, top 15, top 20, maybe even top 30.
I mean, when you've already got Tribe Called Quest and Outkast,
right,
and, you know, Public Enemy, and you've got Nas, and you've got Biggie, and you've got Tupac, and you've got, you know, Wu-Tang Clan. I mean, just when you hit the most basic, like, skim off the top,
right.
And that's not even coming forward to, like, now when you've got, you know, Kendrick I love.
Right.
I love J. Cole.
Right.
I love Joey Badass.
Right.
I listen to so many different people. I like Big Sean.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I put all those people on the best of all times list.
Right.
You know,
no,
yet.
I mean, Kendrick is in my top five.
So, I mean, yeah. There needs to be one for, like, every decade, maybe, or, like, something, some way to break it down so I can pick a lot more than five.
Right.
I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people would agree with that. That it's just it's difficult to pinpoint it. I know I have two. Listen, I know who my top five is.
All right.
Biggie, Eminem, Andre, Big Boy, and Kendrick.
See, already I want to add those to my list too.
Right.
You named that I didn't, but is that in order?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
that's even another step harder is putting it in order. The students wouldn't commit to that. They were like, can we make it random order? Yeah,
but I know for me, like, it's personal. Like, Biggie is my number one because he's the reason I started rapping.
Okay.
Eminem is number two because he's probably the most influential for me in regards to his style and him attacking the music and flows and all other stuff.
Yeah.
But then probably even more so is Dre and Big Boy, but I put them together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really like 3A, 3B, and then 5.
Right.
And then Kendrick, it's funny with Kendrick because he's not an influencer because I was way too old. Like, he came out, I was already, you know, solidified in what I wanted to do, but his body of work and his consistency in the past 7 years or whatever, I thought was enough to take my former top five, who was Lauryn Hill, which a lot of people would be like, well, show y'all one album. I don't care. That one album was enough. Or just the pieces she did was enough for me to be on the top five. But I thought Kendrick was on her level and did it so much more. So, but regardless, because this interview is not about me and my top five, but I will say this. I do have an objective top five. I can only think of two right now.
Okay,
but
so what you're saying to me is you actually have two top fives.
Right.
Which means
it's
you're still cheating too.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So we had the subjective, it meant something to me, top five.
Right.
Now this is your just objective, just by the music.
Right.
Okay.
And to me, well, I didn't name the first two because the bottom three I still have to kind of figure out. I know, I believe KRS-One is not the best, but he's number one.
Okay.
I think he encompasses what MC is in all eras, be it
like really pure.
Yeah, or not just. I mean, he's done gangster rap. He's done conscious rap.
Stylistically,
he's changed styles.
Yeah.
He's been through different eras.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell he really loves hip hop, whatever. So to me, he's number one. I know number two is Tupac. Just because, again, I know he's not the best lyricist, but to me, he encompasses what an MC I think would be, and just because of his popularity and his influence. I think my number three is Rakim. And for the same reason, just mastery, influence, all other stuff. So, it's two different lanes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Tupac, really, I think before I loved his music, I loved his philosophy.
Right.
Like, I saw videos of him talking about social issues and about education and about, you know, what his life was like. And I was blown away by him. I think I was in like graduate school. So I'm like studying all this social theory and he's just sitting there on this video as a 17-year-old in high school.
Right.
Just laying it out. You know, it's just brilliant. He had a very critical eye from growing up the way he did. Like,
right.
His brain was very good at dismantling and figuring out, you know, what was really happening.
Right.
And I just thought he was brilliant.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, especially with his brain, you know, being just expansive, almost crazy, you know what I'm saying? And when you're a Gemini, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Geminis are crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes that's how you push the envelope.
Felicia's a Gemini, for those who didn't know. you know, my top five, most of my top five, especially, you put, no, most my top five, three of my top five are Gemini. So anyway, let's move on,
okay.
Dr. Lisa, because this interview,
I just all the artists that we just listed.
All day.
Yeah.
Completely all day.
And tomorrow.
Right. And we got a showcase to do tomorrow. I want to go on the basic stuff. I know you have the sociology of hip hop. How long have you been doing the sociology of hip hop?
So this summer makes 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. You also got a book Or is it a textbook, or is it like a...
So the way it started was, you know, no one was teaching the sociology of hip-hop. There were classes in other schools like, you know, hip-hop and film, all kinds of different perspectives. But we couldn't find anyone who would put together a sociology of hip-hop culture book.
Right.
So, you know, Andrew, you just had him on the show. Andrew was my partner when we were developing this. Andrew Mannheimer,
right.
For those of you who don't know Andrew.
Yeah, you check out those on YouTube. Check out my Hip Hop Index episode 2, my man Y, a.k.a. Dr. Drew. That's what she's speaking on. So, y'all make sure you check that out.
Yep. So, he and I first gathered, scholarly articles by, I mean, there are a lot of amazing scholars in the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trisha Rose, Michael Eric Dyson.
Yeah.
There's tons of scholarship out there about hip-hop culture. So at first we just pulled that together, wrote some introductions for the different units that we were teaching, and so it was a reader. But then we felt like we really needed to expand that, that we could turn that, develop it further into a textbook where we could actually apply theories, provide more information than just saying, hey, here's some great stuff that was written about this.
Right.
So for about a year, I worked on the first draft of it. We started using the text two semesters ago. I just went through another round of edits. And now we're making a companion website to go with it. So students will have a website, which, this is funny how things stay, come around, whatever, Napster.
Wow.
Napster, it does educational streaming now.
Wow.
Packaged with the textbook,
yeah.
They'll have Napster. And so throughout the text, we have links to songs, albums, because I use them
right.
As examples to illuminate theories. So now it's cool, like, it's interactive with the music
right.
That I talk about in the book.
It's kind of bugged out to think that probably mostly kids in your classroom were either toddlers or had no idea the impact of Napster, because they
loved to have birth dates in the 2000s.
Right, right.
You like, know, it's like...
hey, yeah, most of them were like, yeah, I was born in 98. Like, I was hijacking MP3s on Napster. Now you're using it for textbooks.
Yeah, in the 90s, we were talking about the good old days, you know?
right. Man, life's going to let you quit. Now, granted, you're doing the academia part of hip-hop, which is
yeah.
Amazing and necessary, you know what I'm saying, to preserve the culture. But you also have gotten to the point where you decide to do, I guess we can call it practical application,
mm-hmm.
in regards to stepping out and doing showcases with local artists. What drove you to kind of actually get into the field as opposed to just studying and just being an observer?
So the way it developed was as soon as the class started rolling and it started, you know, getting a little word of mouth, and Andrew and I were actively reaching out to people because we wanted to have a lot of guests come in the class. We wanted people who practiced the elements. We wanted people who were part of the culture to speak to the theories. Because essentially what's important is, you know, I'm not claiming to be an expert on hip-hop culture.
Yeah.
What I do is study sociology.
Right.
And I've taught sociology for over 10 years. And I saw, you know, because I have a love of music, a passion for music. And Andrew also was, you know, really involved in rapping. He
right.
was a rapper, is a rapper.
Right.
Has new music, I think, about...
You say he has new music.
To say that.
Yeah, you're
like,
right. He said it.
This
so,
could
yeah.
be like hot off the presses.
Yo, we got a hot take straight from Dr. Lisa's son. Only on the Enigma 7 Hour.
So, you know, we were like, we need to connect with the students.
Mm-hmm.
And to get them to understand these theories, sometimes it's just they couldn't figure out how does this apply to anything that I do or
right.
anything I know. And so we used hip-hop culture to, like, expand these theories in class. And the students, like, it really made sense to them. Plus, they enjoyed it, so they engaged.
Right.
So it's like a little bit of sugar helps the medicine go down. It's
right.
like we're doing sociological theory. We're getting into deep theory, like, you know, critical race theory, hip-hop feminism.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, definitely talk a lot about racial issues, police brutality. Well, because my focus is social inequality. Right. So you, and social justice.
Right.
That's my area in sociology. So for me, even just hip-hop music, even if you just slice off that piece of hip-hop culture, you know, the music speaks to what's going on
right.
in our world,
right.
and especially for people who maybe aren't the people who are making the mainstream news, you know, which basically I'm talking about like the white privilege of
right.
representing the issues that you want. You know, rap music has this unique ability to speak to social issues.
Right.
And so it just, it was like the idea, here's sociology, here's hip hop, and when you get two magnets and they just
right.
pull, you know,
right, right.
it wasn't like it was hard.
Right.
It wasn't like, you know, we had to make it work. It was like, wow, this is should be this way.
Right.
And so all these people coming into class, Backpack Beats,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the guys from Cap Six have been in, Versailles has been in, just so many guests. You've been to class, haven't you? I thought I had you on a panel. No? Okay, you heard it here, folks. It's his turn. See, I have...
No, it's all good. No, I think... I usually got 9 to 5, so
I know.
Never,
it's hard to get the people who have jobs to come into class.
Yeah, so I've never taken...
But I can already envision the panel with you and JC.
Yeah, just holler at me.
Thinking of a few, yeah, we can do that this fall. That would be fantastic.
I'm with it. Just
but, you know, but, right. like Big Love
right.
from Pensacola,
right.
right? He's been to class several times. And when... I would talk to folks about coming in. I was like, man, I really wish there was somewhere here you could perform while you're here.
Right.
You
right.
know, like when D1 came over from New Orleans.
I wanted to mention that.
That was our first show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was really difficult finding a venue.
Wow.
That was my door into the whole, like, trying to facilitate the shows was, like, finding a place.
Right.
And then sometimes you can find a place, but they don't have sound.
Right.
So then you have to, you know, so there's a lot of elements you got to pull together. So we're really excited about the place that we're using right now for the shows because it's a great establishment. They have entertainment there all the time at the Junction and Moreau.
Right.
The sound is, like, I think the best sound in town. Like, the sound is amazing.
Right.
It's a really great stage area set up. It's just, it's like we can just roll in, do the show.
Right.
It's great. And there's food and the bar is great. I mean, it's just like, they've got everything covered, so, and parking.
Right.
I mean, really, what's left?
Nothing.
Even clean bathrooms, like amazingly clean bathrooms.
Yeah, imagine, you know somebody who lives close by, you can actually walk to the places. It's amazing for some people.
And people know how tall and nasty some of these places can be, right?
Yeah.
This is a nice place. But so just looking for places to have the shows. And facilitate a way for the artists who are visiting to maybe, you know, get to exhibit their skill and build their audience and put on a show for us, which is amazing. I mean, you think about it, like the side effect of all this is I get to go to great hip-hop shows like all the time.
Right, exactly.
You know, and the artists that perform at the shows and the MCs that we have and, you know, our DJs.
Right.
I mean, everyone who's involved is just fantastic. So it's like a party,
right?
You know, and you see this community, the community of people that go to the shows. I feel like we've been adding a lot of new folks lately since we moved venues and there's more space and the sound is so great. But, you know, just see familiar faces. I mean, so taking you back to sociology, it kind of goes full circle because something that's really important, you know, for society is social cohesion.
Right.
You know, bringing people together.
Right.
We do it through sporting events. We do it through, like, weddings and parades and festivals and all these things that sort of get everybody on the same page for a little while. And so I just feel like, what's the point of knowing all these sociological theories? What's the point of sitting on campus and writing about health outcomes or, you know, longevity studies? Or, you know, it's like if we know something that can maybe help, even a few people, take it to community.
Right. And you
take it to, what's the point in knowing?
Application of it. So you can see it live in person.
Right.
And if you see it live in person, then you'll be more familiar with it and you'll digest it even more so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then it may It makes perfect sense.
And I've made so many friends, and I like to think that, you know, there have been a few people who've met each other through the process of seeing a lot of the artists that we both know, you know, working together. And so it just feels like it supports the local music community, which is important.
Right.
It gives people an opportunity who don't perform elsewhere. Right. Sometimes we have people, it's their first time.
Right, exactly. Right?
As a matter of fact, that's one of the things with the lineup, always trying to balance out the experienced veterans like you, JC, DeBeast, these people that can just get on stage and just know what they're doing.
Right.
Versus the people who, they've got this talent, they've got this energy, they haven't had a chance to perform in front of people yet. So,
yeah, I can say, as an artist,
like
that is definitely important, you know what I'm saying, to have that experience and have the opportunity. Because sometimes it can make it break you in a good way. It may break you, and it may have been meant to break you. Maybe it wasn't for you. But you at least had that experience and say, okay, I did this. Or you get there and say, oh, I'm really want to do this. I see that I want to do this and move forward. So,
and again, it's such a supportive group there.
Right.
The artists hang out for each other's performances.
Right.
You know, their video – they're taking video for each other, posting each other's stuff on their social media. It's a very loving community.
Right.
It just started happening. And then there were, each show, I meet new people who are like, I want to do, you know, the next show. So it sort of like keeps propelling itself forward almost without me.
Right.
I just say, like, to the venue owner, can we get a date in July? And then he says, how about this day? And then I message back some of the 10 people who've messaged me since the last show.
Right.
And so it just keeps rolling forward. As long as, you know, we try to keep the shows free.
Right.
No one's getting paid. You know,
right.
The
right.
DJ is volunteering. The MC is volunteering.
Right.
Like, we're all just taking what talent we have and contributing it. You know, it's kind of like a family reunion. Everybody's bringing a potluck, except we're doing a show.
I will mention to those watching, if you want to pay the host in drinks tomorrow, feel free. I got an Uber.
Oh, okay. That's not fair.
So feel free to buy the host how many drinks you like.
We're facilitator.
I'm a facilitator. Don't.
Yeah.
Red wine?
Sure.
Okay. So what we're going to do, speaking of, we got showcase tomorrow at the Junction on Monroe at 9 p.m. if you're watching this live, or if you're watching this Saturday morning. If this is Sunday morning, too late, you missed it. If you listen to the podcast, too late, it's Monday morning, you missed it.
But do another one July 20th.
Exactly. So, what we're going to do? So, to give you guys a little taste of what's to show, we got two tracks that we're going to play for you guys, at least for the podcasters, and then we'll come back and we're going to wrap this up in regards to what Dot Lisa has planned in the future, and also to how you guys can get in contact with her if you, as an artist, want to get on the list.
Email Enigma.
Y'all can get the word no for like, nah, bro, you good. You straight. You're all right, dog. So I got my man Jaquan, and also too, man, Better Music. They'll be playing. So this is Jaquan, Cut Them Off, and then I'm gonna hit you with Better Music, Can't Do Nothing About That. Email me, Can't Do Nothing About That. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Your own flaws. a G round me, ayy. No pay for the name on the front of the jersey, not on the back. Got me feeling like Steph Curry when I hit him with the step back. Switch. You know, I'm trying to get me some money.
Tryna get me some money.
Don't do them bitches and hundreds. I'm trying to get me some money.
Stop doing
don't
that
do them bitches and hundreds. I'm trying to get me some
all
money.
That
don't
way
do them bitches and hundreds. I'm trying to get me some money.
And you know that.
For me, but I can't break the rules. It's funny how she didn't want me when a nigga wasn't poppin'. I don't do the money, I see that lil' mama be watchin'.
Me see that lil' mama be watchin'.
Don't get lost in the sauce. I be drippin' boss. Catchin' plays every day, just like Randy Moss. My plug really put me on, ain't no running off.
Mission loyalty to the plug,
it ain't no running off. We don't need that evil. They wanna see you down, don't wanna see you up. I'm about to drop the top, but keep the windows up.
I'm tryna get me some money. Don't do them 50s and 100s. I'm tryna get me some money. I'm tryna get me some money.
How can I kill my brother when I'm supposed to be my brother's keeper? I guess the cane got us unable to see 6 feet deep, but the hole in your soul much deeper. Baby boy stuck in the cradle. And wish I had a manger, cause these streets ain't stable. Gotta walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, looking in the eyes of the people who ain't got nothing left but opportunity, and ain't no immunity for the community. When all a man got is a cotton bum weed, and he hot and hungry with family with needs to feed. And ain't nobody giving, so everybody taking. You either broke or you breaking. Gotta take or be taken.
I ain't about to fight your war no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that. Can't do nothing about that. I ain't about to fight your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that. Can't do nothing about that.
Where I'm from, you have to get cash fast, so the fast cash look appealing. You either busting and stealing, or you're getting that cash out the bag, dealing with feelings. The prices show you the best and worst of what life is. Never get high off your own supply, but you still got your vices. No 5-0, wanna clip us, catch us with zips, get us zipped up. You either making or you taking it. Don't think you gotta get a grip just to get a grip. Don't think you gotta sell weight just to get straight. Down here, they'll clamp your life away behind the 48.
I ain't about to fight your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that. Can't do nothing about that. I ain't about to fight your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that. Can't do nothing about that.
Matters, especially when your wind's low. You know when you feel like you just can't get right, can't find the words to express my appreciation, alleviating the speculation of my purpose. Without you I'm worthless, cause family is something you can't purchase. Need something, I'm first to get it. I'm so committed, put my family before myself. Give my family my last breath. We forgive, never forget. And when I give, I never regret, cause I don't live to expect. Promise to never neglect my family. I know the government can't stand me.
Your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that. Can't do nothing about that. I ain't about to fight your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that. Can't do nothing about that. I ain't about to fight your wars no more, and I ain't about to sell your drugs no more. I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure.
I'ma be there for my fam till I can't for sure. And you can't do nothing about that. Can't do nothing about that. Nah. Can't do nothing about that. Can't do nothing about that. Can't do nothing about that. Can't do nothing about that.
Man, we are back. This is the Enigma Step Hour. That was my man Jaquan with Cut Him Off and my man Better Music with Can't Do Nothing About That. And y'all just missed a great discussion off camera. So podcast listeners, you may want to check out YouTube to see what Dr. Lisa said about setting up these showcases. It was a great lot of information. And again, I appreciate you for everything that you do in regards to hip-hop in this community, which I care about. Because this is my hometown. This is where I grew up at. Probably where I'm going to die at. Should go ahead and buy a plot in Southside Cemetery. That's where I'm going to be at. But regardless, so we got the showcase on Saturday.
Yep.
Can you give people a rundown of the list of artists that's going to be performing? Just some of them. I'll try to help you out. I know we got Better Music.
Yeah, we got Prince Presley. Quan Van Geek.
Yep. Which is Jaquan of the Van Geek.
Right. We've got...
Moose Harris. He's coming from
Louisiana.
Okay. Yes. Louisiana, baby.
Of course, we have
Scientific.
Yep.
And
Remy Raskin. That's right.
Which I've heard of him. I don't think I've seen him perform quite yet.
He was at one of the 501 shows.
Yeah.
If you scroll way back. But yeah, so like about half of these performers. You know, we've seen before,
right.
But there's a lot of new acts. And Moose Harris is, you know, just not someone you can go see another night unless you go to Louisiana or somewhere else. He's touring. We're having, like, some
real... Yeah, I don't know if y'all saw that, but these lights, look, anybody turn off?
There was lightning with that, just so you know, like...
Oh, wow. So, yeah, we may go ahead and wrap this up because of the weather. But, okay, so we have that, so we'll be at... Justin on Monroe.
Right, and DJ Full Effect.
DJ Full Effect on the ones and twos.
I'm excited to have him coming back.
Yours truly will be the MC. Dr. Lisa will be the facilitator. If you do check it out, make sure Justin Monroe, 9 p.m. Man, y'all make sure to open up, hit that bar up. You know what I'm saying? It's the end of the month, last Friday. Some of y'all got paid, so don't.
Yeah, we're going to take some donations if anyone wants to contribute for the out-of-town artist.
Word. So. Definitely do that. Holler at least about that. Also, too, just real quick, how can they get in contact with you?
Really, there's a couple of ways. You should follow the Sociology of Hip Hop Culture page on Facebook if you do FB, right? Not everybody does. But I post a lot of stuff that we do discuss in class. I try to keep up with some of the more, you know, I guess politically relevant things and things that connect to the class, but also there's a little bit on entertainment news, like when someone gets a Pulitzer.
Right,
you know, we're
right.
seeing, you know, Grandmaster Flash
right.
and Kendrick Lamar, and it's just great to see them getting this recognition that, you know, that they receive. So definitely follow the Sociology of Hip Hop Culture page. And on IG, for just show-related information, you can follow at Submersive850. That's Submersive, Submersive, 850 on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want a smattering of show stuff, some Sociology of Hip Hop stuff, and any other kind of random thing that catches my eye, you can follow me on IG at Dr. Lisa_.
Right. All right, cool. So if you guys want to get in contact with Dr. Lisa in regards to the showcase, right, if you want information about the showcase, or if you want to get on, this is the lady you need to get to. You know what I'm saying? She got you. If you want to holler at me, you can holler at me, and then I'll holler at her for you. Do it like that, because I do have some people that want to holler at you. Another thing, too, instead of just hit up on the internet, come to the show.
Yes. Oh, I definitely give priority to the people I meet at the shows.
Right.
And also, just kind of throwing out there, remember that, you know, the vibe of our show is, we're trying to stay, like, really positive.
Right.
That doesn't mean that the music is censored.
Right.
That doesn't mean that all subject matter isn't open.
Right.
It just means, like, you know, just we try to stick with music that kind of hangs with a pretty positive vibe.
Right. So, yeah, just, I mean, you can be a gangster, but you ain't got to be, you know, don't make people feel like they're going to get shot at night.
Hey, my favorite sociologist is Tupac, okay?
Right.
If that helps you.
Yeah. At least have a balance of it. But, again, thank you to Alisa for being on the podcast.
Such
this
an
is
honor.
Super great. It was an honor for me. And making me a little credibility because I have a doctor in the house. A word. Yeah, I'm legit now.
Yeah, I wish you could see my student loan debt. But anyway.
You want to see mine? He's a bachelor. But
so, I felt like there was a shift in the conversation.
You should have took my brother to plumbing school or something.
I know. It's an actual skill that you could, like,
right.
Pay for it.
I could, you travel, you know, anywhere. Everyone needs a plumber.
Air conditioning. Fix air conditioner. Right?
Electrician?
Yeah. Hey,
what?
maybe we should talk about a side business.
So side license.
Learn how to do it, right?
Yeah, for real.
I could take phone call.
We got a plan.
You fix them, I'll schedule them.
Yeah, Kenzie got to eat. Your grandbaby got to eat.
Oh,
so.
God. You had to go there.
You know, what's your grandma? You got a grandma? You one of those?
I'm Nona.
See? I knew it.
And tomorrow is my granddaughter Amelie's 4th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, so tomorrow, party. Work. And then, party. Yeah.
All day. So again, since the grandbaby can't give a drink, y'all my dog is a drink. I don't have a grandbaby. Anyway, we're going to get up out of here. Appreciate any and everybody for participating, everybody else in the comments. Shouts out to my man, Mellow D. Appreciate you. My baby, Felicia, thank you for being here, you know what I'm saying, spending time or whatever. Again, thank you, Dr. Lisa, for everything you've done, everything that you do, and everything you're going to do moving forward. So we're going to end it like this. No ending songs this week. Next week, got my man, Lo. That's not his real rapper name. I think it's Tony Cash. But I call him Lo because that's my homie from high school. He's going to be on the podcast next week. Until then, y'all hold it down. This is the Enigma Step Hour. You got time, baby. Yeah.